is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. You can enjoy them for free. Once again, 855-453, freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
So plenty of stuff to talk about tonight. We're talking about gas last hour. If you're welcome, or if you want, you are certainly welcome to continue talking about that and how you've changed your habits or how you are changing habits and how you handle the fact that gasoline is more expensive today than it's pretty much ever been, at least this time of year, right? Didn't they hit a record for this time of year recently?
Yeah, I thought the month of February was the highest ever, month of March?
Yeah, something like that. So, obviously people should prepare for the worst here because odds are good. Gas isn't going to get any cheaper. So you're welcome to talk about that.
Odds are very good.
Or bring up whatever it is you want. 855-450-FREE. And in other news, Soccer Mom has been busted as a madam. In fact, not just any madam, someone running an Upper East Side brothel that raked in millions of dollars, catering to wealthy, powerful Johns. This story is according to the New York Post, nypost.com. She used, by the way, her cop connections for protection, according to court documents. Anna Christina, age 44, an UGG-wearing animal lover, operated her high-priced prostitution ring out of an East 78th Street apartment and boasted business contacts worldwide. Manhattan assistant D.A. Charles Lenihan told a judge at the alleged madam's arraignment hearing recently. Her black book included powerful politicians, top law enforcement, influential lawyers, bankers, entertainment executives, and Fortune 500 businessmen, as well as several ultra-wealthy European clients, sources say. And I see people in and out coming over here, sometimes many in one day, said Muhammad Azad, age 32, who owns a restaurant in the building where Christina allegedly operated her brothel. He said, I always see young, fashionable women, always under 30. They don't live here. The petite blonde Christina was caught on wiretaps claiming to have made millions over the last 15 or so years that she's been in business as a madam, according to the prosecutor.
It's pretty, anything that's been outlawed is usually a pretty lucrative business, right?
That's right. At least once, the married mom, who lives with her family in upstate Monroe, arranged a sexual encounter for a client in which minors were involved, according to the prosecutor.
You know, she took a perfectly reasonable business and then went and sullied it with minors.
Well, what do you mean by that?
What do you think I mean by it?
Well, I think that, teenage girls are going to prostitute themselves whether there's a madam involved or not.
And what do you mean by minor? Does the article have...
It doesn't make that clear, but odds are good it's going to be a teenage girl. I mean, it seems very unlikely that we're talking about children here. But I suppose that's a possibility.
I suppose the possibility exists, but, likely you're talking... I would agree with you that these things are true, that teenage girls will prostitute themselves, but, how many of them will do it, and how easy will it be for them to do it? The fact is, the more difficult it is to commit a crime, the fewer people will do it. And I don't like the idea of people under the age of 18... being made available for
girls
sex
age
for
16
money.
Are able to have sex in a lot of places, completely legal.
Isn't the age of consent in New Hampshire 15?
It is 16 in New Hampshire, and in many states it is 16 instead of 18. Some are 18, some 16. Some it depends on whether it's heterosexual sex or homosexual sex as to what the age is.
Right. But so one would ask the question: well, you're allowed to work, you're allowed to accept money, mm-hmm. and you're allowed to have sex. Why are you not allowed to work and accept money by having sex?
Indeed.
These are all good questions, but I'll tell you, you're bringing down the wrath of God when you switch over and you do the minor thing.
The wrath of God?
Yeah, well, I mean, let's see how it goes for this gal.
Well, it's not going to go well for her either way, likely. I mean, these cops like to pretend like they take prostitution seriously, and she must have crossed somebody, because if you look at the list of clients... High-end, top law enforcement? I mean, she's got... Her black book has law enforcement phone numbers in it.
Yeah, well, it's hard to protect somebody who allows, sells minors for sex.
Influential lawyers, bankers, entertainment executives. But the point being, Mark, it's likely that these are the sorts of clients that are looking for that sort of an encounter. So the question is, how many of the top law enforcement agents are the ones that are actually hiring her to get teenage girls involved?
These are great questions, and I certainly want to know the answers, and hopefully we'll find out some of the answers as time goes by. A la, what's that fellow that got caught, Schnerdly, the one that's got the TV show now. He was the DA in New York or something like that.
I have no idea.
Well, there was Elliot Spitzer.
Spitzer, that's the guy.
The guy that was caught with a prostitute?
Not allowed at the Harvard
Club. What are we talking
club.
About here? I mean, you think I'm talking about somebody selling drugs? We're talking about people.
I thought you meant running a brothel or something like that.
God.
I didn't know what you were talking about. You didn't make it clear. You're the guy Snurdly. I mean, that doesn't say anything to me.
The guy that was caught a couple of years ago.
Go ahead.
I understand now.
So you were bringing him up as to make a point, right?
Right. Well, I hope that whomever was with the minors there gets their name thrown out all over the place. If it is a government official, it seems to me that likely that this was the bludgeon that was used, this minor sex thing was the cudgel that was likely used in order to bring this situation to light. If this woman had all kinds of protection in all these higher up places. Hey, Jim, you've got a little girl. What do you think if Sally was a, prostitute?
No, you're speculating. I mean, it could simply have been a matter of someone else who's an administrator in a police department not liking one of the other ones and finding out that he's been frequenting prostitutes. So so the prosecutor cited information from at least one eyewitness account, confidential informant, who was one of her own hookers. Known in the industry as Anna Scotland, the Scottish native was nailed as part of a 5-year investigation by the DA's official corruption unit, which probes NYPD and other uniformed officers for possible misconduct. At one point, Christina was caught on tape saying her law enforcement pals were poised to help her out, to let her know if there's trouble on the front that she needs to be concerned about, particularly back during the Elliot Spitzer investigation. Hmm. Referring to the former governor's hooker scandal. An arrest warrant was issued for Christina last month when cops arrived at her upstate home where she rescues wild pigs and raises pit bulls. They didn't find anyone, but a wild boar did chase a police officer around, according to sources.
Show him your badge! Show him your badge!
They only like you if you're wearing Uggs.
Christina was nabbed soon after in the company of a Morgan Stanley banker and close friend whom she was trying to get help her expand the operation through the Internet, the court papers revealed. She was held on a $2 million bond or $1 million cash bail. Christina's neighbors were stunned to learn of the bust. One of them said, "I'm in shock. She seems like a very nice person." And she probably is.
Well, I'm gonna forget about the child prostitute. The teen prostitution here.
It's not made clear.
I don't know what it is. We don't know whether we're talking about a 16-year-old young lady, a 17-year-old young lady. It could be young men for all we know. They do mention women in this. Obviously, if it's young men, everybody's got their proclivities.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, it's not young men for heterosexual use because the idea.
That's pretty rare.
Yeah. The myth of the gigolo. Sorry. Women don't have to pay for it.
So, but it says here she seems like a very nice person, and I bet she is. She's probably very nice. She rescues animals. I mean, she's got a family. She's got 4 kids. She takes care of her family. She rescues animals. I mean, this woman's probably an upstanding member in her community. It's just that her job is to sell sex. And what's wrong with that?
Broker it.
Okay, to be the middleman,
yeah.
Or woman in this case, for sexual encounters. What's wrong with that? I mean, we talked about this a few days ago. It's just coincidence that we happen to have a male prostitute on the show on our phone lines a couple of nights ago. And now here we are again talking about the issue because it's in the news.
I don't think there's anything wrong with paying for sex. I don't do it myself. Because, as Mark said, I don't have to.
Just don't have to.
Rub it in.
But I don't see anything wrong with it. And it's just one more instance of people getting their noses out of joint about what other people are doing in their bedroom. I don't need anyone governing what consensual acts are going on in my house. So I hesitate to put the religious brand on this, but it's people getting up in other people's business, and it's not right.
Absolutely. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Unless, maybe you are one of those people who thinks there's something wrong with this. Something's wrong with people who are trading sex for money. And if so, what is it? What is it that's wrong about it? And why is it so different from, taking somebody out to dinner?
I've got an idea.
More coming up. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. Free talk line.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. This is Free Talk Live, 1-855-450-3733. That means you're free to call in, talk about anything you want. And And we are live 7 nights per week. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Once again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We're talking prostitution. We'll get right into your calls here in a moment.
So, well, you can always, if prostitution's your thing, check out Bitcoins. You can use them. You pay them off with Bitcoins. They're the world's first. That's a segue.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
World's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign, no terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them to purchase prostitutes in just a few minutes. Of course, you have to find a willing partner. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government for anything. To learn how, go to visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com. It's bitinstant.com.
So what's wrong with prostitution? That's the question I have, because yet another madam has been busted, this one in New York City, running a very exclusive operation for very high-end clients, which include in entertainment executives and even top law enforcement officials, you know, politicians, etc. They've gone through her black book. She's sitting in jail right now. She has been unable to post the $1 million cash bail that they put on her.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah,
$1 million cash bail.
For brokering sex.
Right. You know, a relatively normal, human operation, sex, and $1 million.
You know, because money's involved, too. I mean, if she had done this at a bar, it would be just a friend doing a friend a favor.
That's what it would be.
All right.
Catching chlamydia.
Let's go to you and your thoughts here. We've got Barry, and then I know there was a question from the chat room. We'll share that in a moment. But Barry's first, listening in West Virginia to WVTS in Charleston. Barry, you're on Free Talk Live at the NME Mark.
How are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, Barry?
Well, first of all, I'm driving a F-150. I have all my teeth, and I am a conservative.
All right. So. Congratulations.
good going on the teeth.
Yeah,
can't brush your teeth.
That's right.
Anyway, I go to church. I consider myself a Christian, and I also believe that you should have the right to do whatever you want to do with your body if it doesn't hurt anybody else. So if you want to sell your body, that's between you and your body.
Excellent.
And, if you have any numbers that I can use to buy pizza, I'm just kidding.
If I did, I wouldn't give them out over the air. But thanks, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. I guess, you know, it's great to have people support us on the issue, but I'm really interested in folks who think this is a problem, who are sitting there thinking, wow, it's good that they cracked down on this madam. Now those high-priced hookers will have to go somewhere else to find their clients. I mean, you're not going to stop anything from happening. You're going to inconvenience. You know, there's going to be some businessman that flies into New York City. He hasn't heard the news about this. He's going to try to call up his madam to make a date with some girl while he's on his business trip. She's not going to answer, and he's going to be inconvenienced for a weekend. I mean, that's really the max that's going to happen here.
So the girls that are working hard, and you know, there may be boys involved that are working hard in order to, you know, make some money, go to college. They're all in college, you know. They're the ones that are getting in trouble, and the customers, the Johns, likely not so much. Obviously, Elliot Spitzer doing pretty good with that television career of his now. And the caller just sort of alluded to why I think prostitution remains illegal. You know, because here in the United States, I don't think that many people consider it a religious problem. And I'm going to further cement everybody's mind that I'm some kind of sexist. It's because prostitutes drive down the cost of sex. We spoke, you know.
You mean if it were legal?
In general, they do. So, in order to keeping it illegal, you include. Diseases that otherwise would be tested for and likely not be nearly as prevalent among prostitutes. You have to go to the wrong neighborhood. So all these are costs involved in.
But if it were legal, then the costs would go down, right? Like, that's what you're saying.
Likely that's true.
Because of increased competition in the business.
And I don't know if it's cost as far as dollars and cents, but cost as far as, right out there, at this point, there are some Johns that are paying $1,000 a night.
These girls were $2,000 a pop.
There you go. So you got $2,000 a night. People, you know, if you've got that kind of you know, demand in the marketplace, somebody is going to, you know, if they're hot enough, they're going to pay that for them. So I think that it's really about you know, making it the marketplace safer, and you know, those are costs too. I wouldn't go to a prostitute because of those reasons. I'm not going to the bad section of town and catching the clap. Mm-hmm. I'm just not interested. Thanks very much. But the you know, the guy who called in, you know, he made a joke about, hey, give me a telephone number where I can find a good hooker. And, you know, what do you think his wife would think about that call?
She probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah, she wouldn't like that very much. And so,
I mean, considering if they are really, unless, you know, good Christians they claim to be.
Unless they have an agreement to the contrary.
Indeed.
Which would probably be very un-Christian of them.
Well, I don't know. I'm not even going to go anywhere near their religion, but it, you know, I don't know how well relationships are going to work with those kind of agreements.
You're saying that the reason prostitution is illegal is because
among other reasons,
would bring the cost down.
It would bring the cost of sex down. Like, ask yourself this: is one of the reasons that men choose to be in monogamous relationships is so that they may have sex on demand, or, you know, like something like that?
I'm just waiting for you to just hang yourself with your own.
I'm ready. Keep going.
I'm interested in you down this path.
I have to say, it's an interesting
theory.
So, you know, the demand is there. Now, so therefore, you know, there are the holders. There's a group in this world, if you want to use groups, that, you know, holds the, that has the keys to the sex machine. And, like any cartel, they want to try to keep prices as high as they possibly can.
Did you just say cartel?
I did. So they want to keep the prices as high as possible.
So you're saying
now, how am I going to feel about a young upstart libertarian radio show that sells ads at $2 a pop? I hate them. I hate their very being. They're bad
that's
people.
That's not a good feeling, Mark.
I'm
you
just telling
hate
you.
People.
Shut up.
About cartel. That's hilarious.
No, wait a minute, Mark.
So you girls are keeping it away from us.
Hold that thought, Mark. We can come back to it here in a moment. Let's talk to Miles listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Miles, you're on Free Talk Live with the Anemone and Mark.
Hey, guys and lady. Enjoying the show?
Thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to speak from the negative side of the prostitution thing. I think anybody over 21 ought to be able to, you know, do whatever they want to with a body.
Sure.
You know, and charge for it. What I have the problem with is it seemed like Mark may have had a problem with it, is the teenage thing. Even with adults, for every millionaire prostitute, you probably got 200 that lies there in the toilet anyway. And I can imagine with a teenage prostitute, even if this lady was treating everybody well, you know, teenagers are just vulnerable to being taken advantage of.
Well, that much is true. I mean, they don't have the life experience that older folks do. But I'd like to continue the conversation with you, if you don't mind, Miles. So stick with us. We'll bring you back here in a moment. At 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This gets into the area of age of consent and when people should be able to be considered adult with the decisions they make. 1-855-453, you can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want here. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark.
And again, features there, including our news updates. Get signed up. You can follow the show via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever one works best for you. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to access those. That's news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, or outdoor gear of any type, whether it's survival gear, whatever you're looking for, ManVentureOutpost.com's got what you need. And they have it at rates that'll be surprising, that'll surprise you that they're so low. I have friends of mine that are big outdoors people, and they've checked out the website, a couple of friends of mine specifically that I can think of that said, wow, these rates are great, and began doing their buying at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. everything the outdoors person needs. They're family owned and members in good standing with the Better Business Bureau. Some prices so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com. It's coupon code FTL, manventureoutpost.com.
We're talking about prostitution and what spawned this conversation. And curiously enough, we talked about it earlier this week. We actually had a male prostitute call the show and talk about his business and how it works. But now there's news out of New York where a millionaire mom has been busted. She's a mother of four. A 44-year-old woman has been arrested and held on over $1 million bond. $1 million cash bail, $2 million bond. She's being held, and there's also, I guess, a manhunt going on to some extent for her, one of her accomplices, the gorgeous strawberry blonde Janie Baker, according to New York Post, nypost.com, who, according to three sources, is Christina's indicted but as of yet unapprehended accomplice, who is allegedly running the very high-level escort operation in New York City with this lady, servicing clients that included very high-end folks like, top police officials, politicians, entertainment executives, people who are willing to pay $2,000 per night for one of these ladies, one of their services. So there's, again, that woman's on the lam at the moment, and as the assistant DA puts
it, won't take long.
There are certain high wealth individuals, he says, friends and business associates who have an interest in not having this case move forward and would assist this woman in fleeing if that's what she were interested in doing. I mean, remember, these people that
she's
dealing
with. Where's
she going to go? Away from the New York City and this country.
Yeah, he's going to have to get pretty far. The world's getting smaller all the time. It's very difficult to get to other countries, much more so than it was 20 years ago. You know, all these
movies. If you've got a guy with $1 million who's helping you out, maybe it'll be a little easier than the average person
certainly
who's trying to escape. So we've got Miles on the line in Huntsville, and Miles is concerned with the part of the story where it's alleged that one of these madams hooked up somebody with an underage participant. It is not detailed how underage or in what sexual circumstances we're talking about or what their role was in this particular process, but you brought that to the fore as, you said you don't mind adults consenting with one another to have sex for money, but you were concerned about teenagers.
Right. See, well, in Alabama, you can't even buy a car until you're 19 years old.
And, really?
Can you talk right into your phone? I'm sorry, you're a little far off there.
Okay. Yeah, I said in Alabama, you can't even buy a car until you're 19 years old. Can you hear
That's
me all
incredible.
Right now?
Yeah, we got
I got you. I'm just surprised by what you've had to say.
So you're right that teenagers, they certainly don't have the same life experience as somebody who's 30 does. But all that said, what's the real difference between someone who's 17 choosing to have sex and someone who's 18? I mean, is there really a big difference there?
No, I wouldn't say so. But, I think I would, if we were going to make prostitution was legal, I don't think I would do it until someone's 21 years old.
21.
And by the way, I see there's value to this. I'd like to point this out, that a lot of the reasons is you have young prostitutes out there isn't as much demand as it's easier to control them. When a 13-year-old girl is a significantly easier to lie to and control than a 21-year-old
woman.
You mean
if you're a pimp?
Yes, that's correct. And so they're just a lot easier to control. Plus, people who have fetishes for the younger women would likely be able to go to younger prostitutes, say 21, 22, 23, and, they dress up like, they put on those little plaid skirts or whatever. And so they get whatever, fetish it is, fed that way without having to go into the black market area.
But with pornography, it's legal to be a porn actress at age 18. Are you, Miles, also advocating that number be raised? Should young people not be able to engage in porn until they're 21 as well?
No.
What's the difference? I mean, aren't porn actresses having sex for money on video?
The porn industry is just heavily regulated. I mean, they got...
Is it, though?
Some places it is.
I'm not an expert on that.
There's amateur porn all over the place. I mean, I don't know if you've been on the internet before, but there's all kinds of amateur porn. People who, fancy themselves as pornographers in their own bedrooms, having sex with one another and videotaping it and putting it online. I mean, again...
This is not an easy subject to brook, because there's a lot of social stigma against, the idea of young women selling their bodies for sex. But I have this question for you. So, you know, you can see the problem of doing the 21-year-old prostitutes when there are 18-year-old porn actresses. And, you know, you can kind of see how, oh, well, gee, you know, I guess you'd have to let, you know, 18-year-olds be prostitutes if that's what they wanted to do, if you have 18-year-olds, you know, doing porn. But what about places where 16-year-olds are allowed to have sex? I admit, I am very uncomfortable with this idea, but places like, say, New Hampshire, and I'm sure that there's other places around the United States. I know there are other places around the United States.
In Canada, it was 14 for a long time. They just raised it to 16 a few years ago.
It's been raised recently to 16. So, you know, places where 16-year-olds can work, 16-year-olds can make money, and 16-year-olds can have sex. Can they work to make money by having sex?
No.
You don't like that?
It's not that I don't like it.
No, they can. It's a fact.
They can.
I think he was asking Miles. We know that legally they can't do it. But, Miles, I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, if I understand what you're talking about, you know, the legal age in Alabama is 16 years old. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not, you know, it's illegal anytime you do it for money.
Sure.
In Alabama. So, but what I'd like to share with you, you know, when I've been married for 30 years, so, you know, the internet wasn't around when I was, you know, that kind of person would be scoping around to see what
right
kind of sex was on the internet. But back a long time ago, when I was a young man, you know, I was a DJ at a strip club. And one of my side jobs was to get rid of the people, you know, the girls that, you know, were on drugs or were prostitutes, either one.
To get rid of them, meaning to kick them out of the club?
Right.
So you only kept the ones that were unwilling to sell their bodies and didn't do drugs?
It doesn't matter how willing they were if they did it, because, you know, that's going to cost you money and it invites the police. You know, it's a money-making operation, a bar like that is. But you could tell the difference. I became a little bit of an expert, you know, on, you know, drug use among strippers and, you know, prostitution like that. And you could just tell the difference between the 18-year-old girl and that would come in inexperienced and the 25-year-old girl that came into it like it was a job. I'm there to make money, you know, and then go home. You know, we'd see the 18 inexperienced girl, and, you know, it was just like forever. I hated to see them coming because they would just get their lives. You could see, you know, we're wrecking people's lives like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just see their lives going downhill. And,
well, I guess it just all depends. I mean, and by the way, Miles, thank you for the call.
It does depend, but I think that, you know, I think most people, it's a life record to some extent.
Going into being a stripper?
Yep.
855-453. It depends on the reasons you're getting in, right? So if you're getting in so you can get money for a drug habit you already have, then that's not going to go in the right direction for you. But I did know a lady that was stripping her way through college, and she seemed to be an upstanding young lady, and she, you know, wasn't, at least in my opinion, she didn't seem to be a drug addict. More coming up here, 855-453.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am a genius. Take away everything you can get. Keep them all over this immortal
land. And they call it democracy.
I had enough of greed.
songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Here in the remaining moments is 855-450-FREE. Maybe enough time if you're on the line right now. We might be able to get you in here. If we don't get you in tonight, don't worry. We do this thing 7 nights a week. So you can always call in tomorrow and talk to us at that time. Here with you tonight is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. Lots of features there free. And if you want to support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. You click into the right Amazon for your country and you get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase. You get the stuff you're looking for delivered right to your door, and you help Free Talk Live all at the same time. I just got one of those battery charger things for the cell phones, because nowadays cell phones are so ballsy and powerful that they can't, you know, these batteries that they're being packaged with don't last all day long in some cases. So that's what I got one of these things for, that actually allows you to charge your phone more than once from a battery pack. So if you're on a long vacation or something like that, or you're going to be out and about, maybe climbing a mountain or something like that, you want to make sure that camping out, you'll make sure you've got battery power for your phone. This is something that can do that, and they have it over at Amazon. I feel like I got a pretty good deal. So go to shop.freetalklive.com and get the stuff that you're looking for. As we continue with you and your thoughts here, and there was a question out of the chat room, right? What was that?
Yes, this is coming from chat. The question is, I wonder how Ian reconciles women not having to pay for sex with his belief that men don't want sex more than women. Unless he's abandoned that belief, he hasn't brought it up in a while.
Oh, I think that as far as what that comment is referring to is how much men versus women are desirous of sex. Like the studies have shown that women have as much of a sexual appetite as men. It's just that they're smarter about it. Yeah, they know they have what men want, and that most men are willing to break first, shall we say. And
well, let's not forget that they also carry upon them the onus of getting pregnant. Men don't get pregnant. Men are less likely to catch a social disease. So women have more costs involved in sex than men do.
I'm going to say women like good sex just as much as men like bad sex.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's that too. Is as a woman, you can it's a lot easier to find a bad sex partner, I think.
Right. So I don't know if I've answered the question appropriately. I think that
I don't think you're qualified to answer it anyway.
I think that, well, I mean, based on the information I've seen, this, you know, the scientific studies showing that women do have sexual appetite that is on par with men. It's just that I think men are more desperate.
That might be true. Yeah.
I think that's the difference. So let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Rick, listening in Alabama, Decatur, listening to WBHP. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Rick?
Well, you distracted me with the talk about women like good sex as much as men like bad sex. I happen to agree with that. I've got plenty of friends that'll settle for just about anything that are men, whereas the women I associate with are typically a little pickier, so... One thing, I just had one, I think George Carlin said it best, honestly, when it came to the idea of prostitution. He said, sex is legal, selling's legal, why is it selling sex legal? Although he said it a little more crudely because it was George Carlin.
Sure.
But I agree with that. You do get into a lot of you know, quandaries because, like, in Georgia, certain acts are illegal unless you're married, not even counting sex. Mm. Any kind of sexual contact before marriage is illegal in the state of Georgia, period,
crazy,
as I understand it. Well, I mean, it's, we've come to the conclusion in this country where it's not politically acceptable to mandate morality, which I understand. I'm a small government guy myself, so that kind of makes me twitch. But the point is yeah, I think legalize it. I think in the long run, I think it's going to be better in a lot of ways than having to deal with... a bunch of people running around spreading diseases and selling stuff.
Absolutely. If it's legal, people can be easily tested. There's a lot more safety that can come into play. You know, if prices and services can be openly advertised, competition brings prices down. Of course, open competition means that there's a safety factor that's there, not just from diseases, but also safety as far as, like, johns or prostitutes being robbed. There's more security around. For instance, at the bunny ranches out in Nevada, there are plenty of security there. I mean, you've got to, like, buzz in to get in. There's a barbed wire fence around the outside. There's, you know, security agents that are on premises. So everybody's kept nice and safe. There's no crazed, you know, some John that gets in there with the idea to hurt himself a prostitute isn't going to get very far in a,
right,
in a legal situation.
Well, everybody draws the comparisons with porn, and I want to liken it to this because, now maybe my perspective is a bit skewed because of my view on the subject, but in porn, they get tested for STDs frequently, mm-hmm, and all of that. And if prostitution ran the same way, heterosexual or homosexual, and that's even another whole can of worms, I think. But if you legalize it across the board, you can control it. It's going to cut down on the spread of diseases. It's going to cut down on a lot of the stuff that's going on in the underbelly of the society that causes a lot of problems.
Rick, you're absolutely right. I thank you for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Alley Cat, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Alley Cat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Yes, I was listening very careful to what you were saying about this lady. Here's what I see, because I'm older than any of you guys. Not like that. So dinosaurs were still roaming the earth when I was born into this world. And I had a pet T-Rex, so... You can see where I'm coming from, but anyway, what I see right here is I see excessive bail, which is against the law. I see entrapment. I see a district attorney guy with political ambition, perhaps mayor, perhaps governor. But there's one thing he's not thinking of, and that is in New York City is the home of the five families, as in mafia families.
Mm-hmm.
And if this lady has connections, you know, with a business relationship, this man's going to find himself in trouble big time very, very soon.
No doubt. He is definitely messing with some of the more dangerous clients, and presumably, I mean, he's going after the people that are the money men in New York, and he's busted their one of their madams. So you're right. I mean, there could be some consequences for him. Interesting observation, Alley Cat. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here, referring to the case that started the conversation. That is, there's a lady in New York who's gone down for the prostitution, running a prostitution ring, where they put her in jail on $1 million cash bail, and her clients included high-level law enforcement officials. So, yeah, I think that Alley Cat's right that, you know, this guy is definitely trying to jockey for a position within the New York government and maybe hoping to take out some of his competitors within those organizations. It's a possibility.
Yeah, sure. Indeed. You know, it's all built upon these prostitution laws. You know, I mean, this is what would normally be just an interaction between two individuals. It's been done since the beginning of time. You know, let people do it and let them self-regulate.
Even, let's see, this is Kelvin Gore, real estate broker, saying that whatever they're charging her with, there's never been any violence, never any drugs, and never any underage girls, he insisted. I think they're using her to get to bigger fish, meaning her alleged police protectors. Only I think they're going to find there's no truth to any of that, he said, referring to the DA's allegations that Christina is on tape, boasting that her friends in the cop world would alert her to any impending arrests or raids. Let's go to Dave, listening in Colorado, Grand Junction. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
How's it going tonight, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Dave?
Well, I've got a couple of things. First of all, the reason that I called is I wanted to remind the audience, you know, now that Super Tuesday's over with and everything, they got to remember, they got a choice, and his name's Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson, the one-time candidate for the Republican Party's ticket, now attempting to become the Libertarian Party's nominee.
He is actually the Libertarian candidate.
Well, I don't believe they've selected a nominee yet. I don't believe they have selected their nominee as of this point.
He's got to be the nominee. He has got to be the nominee.
I think it's likely that he will be the nominee.
Being able to live in New Mexico during his administration as governor, and the man is a wealth of knowledge, and he will stand up for freedom and liberty.
Well, Ron Paul isn't out of the game yet. I mean, he's still in. Likely Ron Paul will not be out until this summer if he loses at the convention. So I would say Ron Paul is still worth supporting. Gary Johnson, unfortunately, just doesn't have the same liberty chops that Ron Paul does.
I mean, yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with that, but he is there, and I'll tell you, I would definitely be more than happy to support a Ron Paul-Gary Johnson ticket or Gary Johnson-Ron Paul either way.
I don't know. Can they do that across parties? I don't think they can do that. I don't know all the ins and outs of how those rules work.
They can do whatever they want.
Make the Republican nomination. You know, once he's out of that, he's going to jump in with the Libertarian Party.
I don't know about that. He said in 2008 that he probably wasn't going to do that, and he never did in 2008.
It's hard to say what's going to happen here. I like Gary Johnson. I like Ron Paul. I think that Gary Johnson has some things over Ron Paul, and I think Ron Paul's got some things over Gary Johnson.
Johnson's younger, but that's about it.
He's got the executive experience, and he doesn't have this... It wasn't sullied by this whole, you know, every time you talk about Ron Paul, the media can't help themselves but talk about those racist newsletters.
Well, maybe that's just because they haven't dug up any dirt on Gary Johnson yet, being as he's never really been a serious contender.
The governor of Mexico.
I see where you're coming from there. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. If you didn't get in, don't worry. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. It has been Ian here with you.
Nemi.
And Mark. See you tomorrow at freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.